usually out here in the Irish morning program. Well, there are articles in all of the papers this morning suggesting that I've decided to give Sid Rosenberg a second chance here in the Irish morning program. That is not the case. What I decided to do yesterday, I called Sid and I said, Sid, see where Sid's coming from. I asked Sid if he wanted to come in, appear on the program Tuesday, and discuss his comments regarding the Williams sisters, tennis players, so on. See if he has any clue about where he's, you know. Now, why did I do that? Well, because, one, I like Sid, and I think he has some potential, and I don't think he's a racist. But, and I don't think he thinks that his observations about Serena and Venus Williams reflect his innermost held sentiments. I don't think they do. We'll find out. I don't expect him to come in here and kiss my ass and grovel and all that. He just has to demonstrate that he has some understanding of what's appropriate behavior, just period. Now, what's interesting is that we are held to a much different standard here on the Irish Morning Program than any other radio program in the country, and certainly many here in New York, of which there are hideously offensive and racist, homophobic comments made almost ad nauseum.
Anti-Semitic, the N-word flying all over the place.
Yeah. And there's never anything ever written about it because, nobody cares. Why are we held to a different standard? Because of the people who listen to the program. So I'm going to describe you morons who listen as distinguished. I think that would be a stretch.
Yeah.
But it certainly is for a better educated, more financially affluent audience, and not only on the radio here in New York, but across the country. Is it the number one radio program in New York? No. But it is in terms of our ability to generate income, sales, that sort of thing. Now we're happy with the audience we have. I wouldn't take any other audience, regardless. So, and because of the caliber of guests we have, they're not going to appear in a program in which there appears to be expressions of serious racism and, you know, bigotry and homophobia and whatever. So, Sid's coming in Tuesday. But I had a great idea. We'll have Monterey Ivy and Stefan Dorek, the Snaps guys, come in to do sports that morning. They've done it before. They'll do it again.
Yeah.
And Sid can help them.
By getting them coffee and
whatever.
Whatever they need.
Now, we'll see where Monterey and Stefan are coming from because they are... I've known them a number of years. They are not the two most tolerant people I've ever met. But they are not racist. But
no, they are not.
No. But they are.
But they don't brook any,
No.
A couple of angry brothers.
Yes. So that's where we are here. Now,